Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the beat feel, beat round and round. That pose she go, that sound and make when she hit the floor.
Go boom.
I wanna take her to my room. For show, for show,
for show.
I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKLBNT, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain, tree. 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 Make it rain, tree.
I ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go, let go, let go. At the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be cute. LOC. Three Burners. Yeah, yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
PKLBNT, Dolly ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog. Ain't afraid of pics, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash.
Yo, this is what's up. Real talk. Yo, this is where they do to that radio, where we feature in the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll feature some of the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The number's 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying. It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl, Riding Shotgun, V-Dub. Real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Oh.
That's what I say in my mind. I get excited when I see her every time. I ain't lying, it's like some kind of drug. I asked my mama what's wrong. She said, boy, you in love. And don't you lose a nice girl trying to be a thug. I be like, chill, Mama Duke. And then I call her up. Be about to answer the phone. She be like,
dude, what's up?
You've been gone a million heartbeats. Just want to keep in touch. She be like, boy, you so crazy. I be like, that's what's up. She say, I'm there in a few. I got some movies. Get something to eat and eat suggestions, love. I'm like, no, handle your business. I'll be waiting for you. She put up in that whip. That thing was looking clean. She stepped out of that girl and sent a ring thing. Looking like some Kool-Aid. I'm glad she's down with me. And when she gave me a hug, know this was meant to be. I know you feel me, man.
I love the way she makes a lip, man. I'm not looking for her.
The movie in, we feel like we
but I'm trying to learn to live your plan. She made some lemonade, took off a sunny stage. She lit a little bit, but she took me, and I'm like, look at day. She walked away with a swag, see now you wanna play. She looked back and struck the pose by saying, not today. I looked off in the heavens and said, that's my lady. I can't deny it, homie, she about to drive me crazy.
I love the way she do her hair, man, I'm like, look at my baby.
talking, rolling like what you doing. Money dreaming and open, I'm tapping just like the bone. Not talking, I speak it fluent. Flowing so fast, you're doing. Diamonds and niggas shining with models and bottles going. So killing these niggas softly. Say that I'm going healing. Throwing money for nothing. I bought it cause it's a feeling. I'm Louis Vuitton chilling. Working towards a million. Started out in the kitchen. I'm working towards a building. Be like the devil proctor. Money, I'm ballin' soccer. Call me the brain dropper. Daddy, I'm like a rocker. Heavyweight like a blocker. Menacing with a chopper. Cannibal eating rapper. Sabachi, I'm like on soccer. Three spare times. I don't got the bottle. Pick the top. 200,000. But it's all on my spot. Fuck the whole team. Bubbed in like a jockey. Falling in the club. Taking off like a rocket. Doing soccer. Got it in the ball. On my spot. Hold up, this King A, listen, hold up. This pop to get your flow up. This Barry, get your throw up. I pull up, lift the throw up. Got cushion, then I roll up. Turn back until I throw up. Won't say my nigga, blow up. We're rolling, nigga, show up. Cooling like Don Diego. Nigga, my wrist be sliding. More chunky than public Fuego. Walk inside the Durango. Planet bad like the Kango. Coming in Tallahassee. Smoking on something mango. I say it, but keep it moving. Fuck it, a nigga. Smoking behind the curtain, you talking, I'm in the proving. I'm winning, you went to lose it. Smoking to make the proving. Yeah, in the middle of boozing. Ferrari, I'm never cruising. Can you spend time? Oh, got the bottle, in the top. 200,000, it's all on the top. Fuck the whole thing, plugged in like a clock. Falling in the club, taking off like a rock. Doing five of riders, in the ball on the top.
Time to get his bath on, get out of your chest. This phone's been buzzing mad long. His first day back on the job, he just came back home. Second time on the run, he letting off that ball. All black gun set, spell crack mode. Big vision out of tires, he got his track on. He called his homie up, the only one with a backbone. Hey yo, young, let's get it done, cause he's having fun. So let's show him something. I got a cock and I owe him something. All sight, I'ma throw him something. Lights out, no discussion. His life is disgusting. The only one who's nothing but young can live that grand. His friend who's fake, cats on the other side. We're saying let's get it popping. Loyalty is not an option. It's to the death and no stopping. He say young, get him young. We'll say no problem. I got him. Here he comes down, make him leave with it. In the blind eyes, snitches, saying he did it. He did it, he did it. He took his own dick on the way to back. And his holy God is in the back. Now young's locked down and his homie has no shit. He didn't make care of a bitch that had never met with him. Now he's back to the strip. And young's got it like he did. Like different years, that bitch nigga that young lit. Dropped close, cause the gun wasn't legit. And he let his gun slip. I was coming young, listen. That was some killer dumb shit. That nigga riding the gun, and he has a jib dumb. Quick, why did I run? Nigga, all the cops come. And what's the deal with my down homie young? Should I do the dust, or let young have the fun? He's like, nah, fuck it. All the dudes were pulled up to start shooting. They be running with the fucking shot. Boom, see the cross killing. And they can't tell who's inside. But they put his legs in the team. The shit just got out with the crown he has. It's not young, but they know that he's bad. And at the car, he says he can't relax. Here he comes, young. paper, man, get it, dead, right, hot, suspicious. Say, you get it. She says, I'm trying to get it, I'm a little bit of that, it's a fucking guy, it's a perfect 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 guy, it's a perfect
All about the urban experience. Real talk. Sorry about that. See, I'm doing three different things all at once. Real talk. This is the urban experience like never before. We are definitely featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. Yo, just ride with me for a second. I got you, man. Artists that are changing the game. It's all about the urban experience. You know what you got to do.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
And you know this.
7934203 when we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. That's my girl Iris Oisa. Real talk, holding it down, doing what she do. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio. It's all about exclusive joints. It's all about, you know, innovative joints. Real talk. Matter of fact, I think this joint I'm getting ready to drop on you right here is from my man Mos Def. It's called Tell the Truth. You probably heard it before, but it's one of the most innovative tracks I heard in a long time because of the content he's going to be discussing. Yo, just peep the game. We're going to come back. We're going to put you on blast. So remember, you are in the urban experience like never before, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking? Every day, man. It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars. You know what I'm saying? It's wild. Wow. Listen, goddamn flow projects. It was your nigga, truth nigga.
Down the tower,
truth nigga.
Down the tower,
truth nigga. goddamn flow. Project. Yo, nigga. Yo, nigga.
Down the top.
Yo, nigga.
Down the top.
I stretch no nigga, fuck the president. Just a baptized America. You come with the speeches in the 34. That bitch is your soul and your bitch. Your bitch is driving you a top hand of that bitch. Put the secret. And when you speak about the people at the government, the Patriot Act. Thank you to the type of son. They try to play you. They say you was trying to sell drugs. You stole the federal indictment on niggas to show drugs. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions of living. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you they're Christian. They come with Al Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave them billions of dollars. And they funded the purpose of Fahrenheit 9/11. That's the fact.
Been hot and blow projects. It's your nigga. Soap nigga.
Down the tower.
Soap nigga.
Down the tower.
Soap nigga. Been hot and blow projects. It's your nigga. Soap nigga.
Down the tower.
Soap nigga.
Down the tower.
They say the rebels in Iraq still fight with the storm, but that's bullshit. I'll show you why it's totally wrong, cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'll be real for them to call them to watch this fight. I wouldn't be fighting for Russia when America's winning. I'll be fighting for my people, survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for these churches with South by the gun. I'll be fighting to keep the occupation out by the gun. If you ever conquer over the talk shit to look at the world, imagine if they shot at you. I was raised with the bomb, and the poor Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Listen, every contract is fighting forever. Open military banking off the war on terror. They control the ghetto with the spirit of attack. Try to distract the fact that they engineered in the crack. Form stacked like Lee Malvo, holding a slice of life. Release bullets to touch your kids. And I don't mean like Michael. Your body's smoked with a morgue. Stripped down and recycled by fire on house niggas that support you. The life you can imitate. Murdered and destructed. And poor people. We'll never get shit and struggle with it. This ain't no ill. Service security, this shit is real. Written on the dollar underneath the base, not a steal.
I don't rather dead president. I'd rather see the president dead. Several been set, but I set precedent. But it's hot damn blow project. It's a show, nigga. It's a show, nigga.
Down the tower.
Show, nigga.
Down the tower.
Show, nigga. Hot damn blow project. It's a show, nigga. Show, nigga.
80 seconds away from the top of the top of the building. They hit the hit hours. The hit hours. The hit hours. The hit hours. The hit hours.
Yo, real talk, man. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, to me, very controversial track, but he was saying some real shit. You know my most deaf feet on it. Real talk, you know what it is. Yo, we heard something for a while. We're getting back to the
no procrastination. Some other chose, messed up or hit my application. Check my resume, I highly qualified. Spaceship for Jesus, it's how you wanna fly. Let's get in place, let's get cast for love. Yeah, we floating in my galaxy, that that's the love. Baby, jump in, man. Oh, go, I see you loving my eyes. I'm Peter Parker, your Mary Jane. Lois Lane got me feeling like Clark Kent, yeah. Feeling like Clark Kent, yeah.
And you for me, let's let go. They got the gravity. I feel the stars more than you can believe. So through my galaxy, you should come with me. Let the destiny in me, I'll make a bullet for you.
Okay. tempo and the ball of fumble. Gotta stay wise and humble. It's time to speak the truth. You see the sun at noon. Try not to believe the lies. It's time to open up our eyes. Never, I am way too clever. Live life like it's no tomorrow. My vision is getting much clearer. I'm tired of stress, now I get better. I pay homage, yeah, to the man above. Remember, nothing is promised. Seems like you lost our image. Fighting and killing. It's time for the new beginning. Trapped in the system, once ever, now I am living.
I'm living right, I'm
wild. It's time to speak the truth, tell them all about it. It's time to elevate. Let me get the pain. I'm on my pick of change. I'm on it. It's time to spread the word, they don't want to hear it.
Yo, real talk, you already know what it is. That's my man, NYMIP West, doing their thing. Y'all right.
Yo, over here kicking in with the real fans, man, the real listeners. Got the ear to the streets, man, key to the city. It's your boy, Legion the Legend, hanging out where they do that at radio. J-Dog, B-Dub, Beanie Lynn, talent boy.
Yo, real talk, you already know this. The number 347-934-0318. We finna definitely go to the request line to see what's up, see what's happening, see where they're doing it at. Real talk, man, you guys have been having me very busy. I want to give a shout-out to my man, Zoo Man, over there at Glance Radio, for holding it down, doing what he do. Yeah, baby, real talk, Last FM, where they do that at radio, CBS, you know, AOL Radio, Yahoo, all that good stuff, and as well as Glance Radio. Yo, we taking the industry by storm. That's literally and figuratively. Real talk, it is what it is. Shouts out to my crew down in North and South Africa, definitely holding it down. Real talk, we got some treats for you, man. So just ride with us and vibe with us. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. Let's go to the request line and see what's good.
Hello?
Hello? Yo, you are definitely live on where they do to that radio. Who we got checking in?
What's good, J-Dog? This is Speak the Truth, man.
Hey, what's good with you, baby, man? Hey, man, you heard me just saying that joint.
Say that again, dude. I'm actually in Chase Fish, man. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm in Chase Fish. I'm taking the train home, you know, doing what ordinary people do, you know?
I just up, man. That's the only way.
Hold on, man. This goddamn train will walk. All right, we straight now. We're good, J-Dog.
Yo, it's all good. It's all good, man. Yo, man, I got you locked in with them fans, man. What you want to let them fans know? Can they really ride vibe into that joint, man? Let them know what's good.
Yeah, man, yo, thanks for the love, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. You spinning the track, man. You keeping it real. You know, just keep doing what you're doing, man. I really appreciate the love you're showing us out here in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Gusto, NYMIP, that rest, you know, making that song come together. Everything, you know, is just going smooth right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I know what you're saying. That's what's up. That's what we love to hear, man. Because real talk, man, we definitely holding it down and kicking down every door we can around here, man. So you already know how we do it, man. We going to keep doing what we do and definitely keep banging these hot joints to these fans, man.
Yeah, man. Only where they do that at, man. Where they do that at.
That's right. Yeah. You already know what it is. They doing it right here. That's what I'm talking about. Real talk, real artists doing real music. Yo, this is why the love is so thick up in here, man. Real talk. That's why as long as you guys keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. Yo, man. Yo, speak the truth, man. Just hold the line. You know what I'm saying, man? I got some stuff I'm going to be dropping on them from time to time. So you already know how we do, man.
All right. Visa, what is good, baby?
Yo, V-Dub out here. You know what I'm saying? V-Dub, you know, she's burning up, man. She's out there, man. I think she's matter of fact. She's probably coming from remote from a wine tasting event she's at. So I'm going to be waiting on her to call in a minute. But she's out there. You already know how she do, man.
Yeah, one last thing for you, man. You know, check this out. You got a new track and you're trying to get a spin where they do that at. Jay's up. Keep doing big, man. Jay.
What's up? Real talk. They doing it right here, man. Yo, you heard it from my man live. Speak the truth. Definitely in the booth. This is where they do that at Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And all I'm saying is, man, real talk, it is what it is. Now, matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? Let me get my man on here because I got a brand new joint from him as well. I'm going to want him to introduce this track because I definitely want to see what's up, see what's happening, seeing what's good. Yo, caller, last four digits is 0087. You're definitely in the building on where they do that at Radio, man. Who we got checking in?
Yo, brother Jace, H, man, HS. Yo, Jay, I'm hyped, man. I'm sorry. Listen, things have been getting so crazy. I don't even know how to explain it, but I let the music talk, man.
True. Hey, that's what you do, man. You let the music talk. You let it do what it do, man. It's definitely getting crazy, but it's getting crazy in a good way, man. Cause yo,
shout out to the brother just now that was on, man. I really feel that track, man. That Speak the Truth joint.
Yeah, definitely. That's Speak the Truth, man. It's just that.
That's his name.
Yo, that's the name of the my man that just called it. It's the name of the joint is Speak the Truth. It's NYMIP West. You know what I'm saying? The whole clique, my man Gusto. You know.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he definitely said where they do that at, man, because the joint is in the tune. It's in the, I don't know which one you want to drop first, man. I sent you two. But if you can get them joints in there, I definitely appreciate that. Shout out to my man Max PR out there in Reading. Shout out to my man Big Boston EKO out there in the Lancaster area. He's from Boston. But yeah, most definitely. Much respect to everybody that's out there grinding, man. Just keep your head up. If you get a chance, check out KidCudi.com, man. Click on that Baraka video and tell me what you see. Hello? Yo.
Yo, I'm back in here, man. Real talk. See, that's what happened when you got all these folks definitely vibing with you and riding with you, man. You get bumped off. You definitely get, you know what I'm saying, things happen from time to time. But I'm back. Real talk, it is what it is, man. This is where they do to that radio. My man H is, like he just was saying earlier, man, he going to let the music speak for itself. Now, real talk, I definitely got some stuff I'm going to definitely drop on you. Now, this joint here, my man H said he going to let the music speak for itself. So this joint here that I'm finna run, yo, it's called I'm the Boss. Yo, different now, real talk, it is what it is. Yo, matter of fact, let me just, I'm going to do this just so he can just introduce who's all on this track. Yo, H, you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm with you, Jay. I don't even know what happened, but, this is my man Max, like I was saying before, I don't know if you caught it, but my man Max PR, he's out there in the 610, the Reading area. He's the one that's on it. You know, I hit him up and I said, you know, I got something that I'm working on because of the position that I was in at the time. So he said, all right, it's a go, and we ran with it.
Okay. All right, real talk. It is what it is. This is the joint. I'm the Boss. Remember, you're hearing this live on
different
where now. We call them different now. Real talk, I got you. Now, what's up? I got it. It's in here. Real talk, it is what it is. Remember, you're live. See where they do that right now. Some of you want me to watch it.
Watch it. I'll work with you. We don't work for free. On my day off, I know that you still work for me. Getting money till they know that I'm keeping free. When I walk into the top, all the players should know my name. Go tell them what you want, they know I got the change. I'll be full, calling up at the time to get you ready. Till I do, and now I'm feeling good. I'm always looking better, get the prison to the tune. Working man is never fight that you, they feed you, don't you do? All I ask for is just walk on this, respect you, what to do? But you body in your kids and get it full. Even as the tour is no rest, I'm not about to bull. Who's
cars and better times. We can talk and bang and bombs. We can get drunk and get lost. And we can get to the middle of the cars and better times. We can talk and bang and bombs. We can get drunk and get lost.
Taking on me, it's so unfortunate. Cause I keep killing the baby like a fortune. Been through the since birth, I was born to shit. Now I'm falling, but I call it good sportsmanship. Money's free to a thing, I can't enforce it. Switch.com, be the source of it. That's today, why these days, time, be a shit. The y'all six, ten, what you call five.
Real talk, you already know this, my man H is in the building. Real talk, it is what it is, man. Yo, it's called Different Now. Real talk, yo, we're finna turn another page and let everybody know what's up, what's happening, man.
What I've seen in my life, what I've seen in my life. Oh, it makes me wanna holler, what I've seen in my life. Yeah, make me wanna holler, what I've seen in my life. But I'm still living, I'm still breathing, I still got faith, yes, I'm still believing. But it make me wanna holler, what I've seen in my life. Let's start with the child abuse, child neglect, child molest, I want a child possess. They let them out so they can do it twice. But if a nigga said a dope, they gon' give him life. The youngsters wildin', that's the effects of crack. They show them red or blue, and they forgot they black. So they all strapped and it's bloodshed. And it won't stop until they all dead. They bring that Cuban Latin like it's cool. If think it's over, then you use the fool. Still got my opinion. Open ass, true to a southern roots, and my family's had. They do the bad that friend. Now we back, cash to them high, and there's that on that. Can't trust nobody. The whole world schemes, all the shit that I see, make me wanna scream, yeah. Make me wanna holler.
need in my life.
Oh, yes, it do.
Yeah, make me wanna holler. What I've seen in my life.
Ain't every time.
But I'm still living. I'm still breathing.
I still got faith.
Yeah,
I'm still believing. But they make me wanna holler.
What I've seen in my life.
I hear them speaking, but they words ain't heard, but they some cowards. Talk to hold my fist up high with pride to show the power. I'm ready for whatever when it comes to handling the rival. Protected by my people, my pistol is just a power. On lean like a towel, on a mission to devour. Any man who hate my skin, I'ma wear them like a shower. Stay clear, what's the travels? But I pop them like a snapple. Wanna be a redhead? Well, I'ma shoot his Adam's apple. Let my pistol be my voice. Nipping west within the choice. Turn the master to a course and knock the ghost up off the door. See, I've been a victim of racism. I know it's real. So I believe what I read about junkie and kill. But at the same time, I gotta watch my same care. Cause it will be the first boy dog to try to take man. So I was saying, baby, bitch, I'm pick a hate. You could be black, white, red, blue, pink, or black.
You wanna holler? What I see in my life.
Oh,
yes, yeah, make me wanna holler. What I see in my life.
Ain't every
time. But I'm still living. I'm still breathing.
I still got faith.
Yeah, I'm still believing. But it make me wanna holler. What I see in my life.
The revolution would not be televised, tweeted, viewed, like to share. Open up your mind if you dare. Cause once it's open, it cannot be closed. No longer will you be blinded by the bling and the clothes, the cars and the hoes. Get dope, set a foundation so that your bloodline will survive with or without this nation. Don't let them divide us, tracked up. Let's multiply like baby kids. You did.
Where is it? Concentrate the job. Don't disturb the doctor.
Yeah. Y'all need to get him up, man. Be the heist. So when you go in, we ain't coming out to us all. See why you. You do. Before force, got the team ready for the squad. You can sport the back team. Tell them what you know. I'm coming to your boss. Now you talk cross. Cause I step back long enough. Listen to me, y'all. Fuck my head. Top up. About to kick it back. Not the high shot. Finger skinny. Soon as got the real back. Girls in the fly beat, in the tight hook, only drift up. Yes, I do, but give me what I came for. We spend the money, keep it simple. Cops better make a brother, spend a sinner. That's my plan. Every block is one thing. Who I am, when people took a man from the street for a church. But it's really good for a man. Take it to the door. Now I'm out of quitter. Adding something's good. Coach, stop. Got the smile on your face. Cops, don't see what we do. We got the rip. Just the three weeks. Posing on the street. Get out for your father, game. I'm finished. I now watch the blood drain from the concrete. Cancer style with no smiles. The baby streets built. Give a little finger to my critics. Give a damn what you think of my shit. Cause I got the brain to do it. And you never finish. You can come with it. Can you do? What's the full fit? I'm going to get it. But you know, so you see like they can say they ruin it. Somebody stop it. Keep doing it. Nobody stop it. See you hit a win. Take the pivot. Get to win. Maybe you got sick. But I'm gonna write the judgment. And I know you pussy cause I smell you. Go ahead. Ham on his in this life, he's a winner. I'm trying to get you hooked. I'm saying he's up in the wine. After this one, the weather, see you on the grind. Put the door, money in my mind. I know what you're saying about kind of real show up. Now I need a big flash hit, but I had a damn show up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just be the hype. No nasty, no fuck. Just a bit in the pad and keep me up. Trying to see the king of shit. What?
Real talk, it's my man CYN. This is where they do that radio, man. You know what it is. y'all just ride with me.
My name is Jay Rice, just the Korean guy. I represent the Asians, be all cheeky eyed. So hot, I ain't trying to be lukewarm. Trying to get a deal that involves those coupons. They label me cause I'm tatted up. If you're hating me, I laugh and grab my nuts. When they hear the kid flow, they like, damn, son. I didn't know that his country makes damn song. Carry on, type it in my Blackberry phone. Kid from Ontario, heard through your stereos. And I'm very gone, far from this galaxy. Now you ain't matching me, not in my faculty. Do you, if you ain't let me then screw you. We all got a buzz, this is all off of YouTube. You think you're the shit, go ahead and prove it. Middle fingers to the haters, deuces.
Get my money up, I'm trying to take me down. Round up the flag, I'm trying to make it out. Get my money up, you can hate me now. But I'ma still do my thing, get my money up.
Maybe one day I can say that I'm ballin'. One day I can say that I'm ballin'. Maybe one day I can say that I'm ballin'. One day I can say that I'm ballin'.
Verse 2. The game is amazing, I am amazing. I'm so correct, so don't be mistaken. Music is music, ugh, if I'm Asian. Rappers that are underground, stuck in the basement. I'm trying to make money, stop living poor. Not satisfied, no, gotta give me more. That's my attitude, haters, I ain't mad at you. Internet gangsters, just incompatible. To the real world, to the realest, all laugh at you. Keyboard attacking who? Man, I feel bad for you. I feel gratitude, love for the fans. Skill and knowledge on a track, no exams. Forget about the past, there days in UK, America, Australia, all the way to UK. And you know I can't forget about Canada. I'ma run the damn country, stamina. Get my money up, I'm trying to take me down. I'm not about the fly, I'm trying to make it out. Get my money up, you can hate me now. But I'ma still do my thing, get my money up.
Maybe one day I can say that I'm ballin'. One day I can say that I'm ballin'. Maybe one day I can say that I'm ballin'. One day I can say that I'm ballin'.
They park at your whim. When I'm strolling by, all the girls inside, man, they multiply. Hoping I might have an open eye. Take a moment, night flow, go see like a poltergeist. So fresh, I got wings, man, I'm on the fly. I ain't talking about crime when I say that I'm ballin'. Don't care if motherfuckers hate the way that I'm walking, way that I'm talking, way that I rock. Shit, you don't got the answers when you say I'm a problem. Case closed, I'm next right after J. Cole. Game over, bitch, I just suck in the 8-ball. Got more bars than the Great Wall. Hit on my soul, stay low. I smell fishy shit, cause J. No, you can't hustle a hustler. I'm busting these busters as far as fucking. I leave that up to you suckers. Life's a gamble and I'm all in. Maybe one day now I'ma break this ball in. Ha ha. Get my money up, I'm trying to take me down. I'm out about the fly, I'm trying to make it out. Get my money up, you can hate me now. But I'ma still do my thing, get my money up.
Maybe one day I can say that I'm balling. One day I can say that I'm balling. Maybe one day I can say that I'm balling. One day I can say that I'm balling.
Subscribe to J-Rise on YouTube.
Every time I look at you, there's so many things that I want to do. I promise you when I'm ready that I'll spend my life with you. What if love is a thing? Cause I don't know what to do. So tell me, girl, are you ready to do what we came to do?
All I need is we can be together.
You know that I wanna be down.
Somebody can have a picture of
the day. You know I got to get your
eyes. I don't
have much money. I don't have no money. But I got a race.
I don't have much money. I don't have no
money.
Only
sexual thing.
Like that
birthday.
popping off, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to send this one out to all them haters that's out there, you know what I'm saying? From time to time, I check in to see just what the haters are really talking about. And this is what I'm going to say, man, real talk, for all those that got a problem with J-Dawg, where they do that at radio, what you can do for me, real talk, you know, I want you to pay real close attention to what I really want you to do for me. Because, you know, I really don't, you know, I learned a long time ago that whenever the haters start talking about you, that means you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about what they're saying about you. Worry about it when they stop talking about you. But for all y'all that just really ain't quite got really just how I feel about, you know, you hating, this is really what it is.
Well, you can kiss my natural black ass.
Real talk. Because on the real, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I learned a long time ago, man. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. And sometimes the haters just going to hate because they just got hate in their heart. They going to keep hating. They hating themselves. That's why they hating on everybody else. So, you know, I don't let that stress me. I just let them know that, man, I ain't hard to find. I'm right here all year. Where they do that at radio? My number is 347-934-0318. My email is gamerzone36@yahoo.com. And if you got a problem with that, yo, you know how to get in touch with me. Real talk, it is what it is. But, yo, some people just choose the bullshit route. And so, you know, I don't perpetuate the bullshit. I rise above it. Real talk, it is what it is. But, yo, we're going to be back in just a short second after we get through with this commercial break. This is Where They Do That At Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Hey, it's your girl, B-Dub, a better live on Where They Do That At Radio. I'm calling all performing artists and groups ready to now to start the next Famous Change DVD series. We're taping live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fan Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call B-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at B-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, B-Dub, and Beanie Weenie on Where They Do That at Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
Father, protect me. Watch my back. Try to cut me. Hey, listen. Show these niggas what's evil. Show them what's good. Fuck up, I'm no recruiter. Hand me the Ruger. Watch me turn into a shooter. I see this super. I'm kryptonite, call me Lex Luthor. I'm a dog off the leash. Shitting with no scooper. Rip it to demons. Vivid birth from semen. On any given Sunday, I'm shining like Willie Beeman. Semen cush that I'm breathing. Everything's for a reason. That's why I be choosing the block hot from the reason. Living sick with power. Shower die in a shower. 4 o'clock on the hour. Leave your space with the sour. Mama told me, watch for the foaming in the face. If the grass is too high, then chop it down to see the snakes. Young nigga, but my soul 2,000 years old and I'm send you to a place where you wouldn't want to go. Faggot, I won't have it. Living life is a bad thing. But that's why I'm crazy and wild to drive faster.
I keep singing the same old story. But I live for the pain and glory. Each time, my God, each time, I learn to go before me. But there's a reason for all things, surely. And you can, my God, you can.
Fingernails, hands smelling like money. 4 days old, same clothes, rap funny. Dropped out of school, but I think you's the dummy. Believe in what you was taught without speaking from me. I'm the highest priest, see me on the streets with the beast. I'm cool with the killers, the dealers and the fiends. The world's so small, but this lifestyle big. Crack to the back, pumping that like pigs. Son and daughter, land, air, and water. My spirit is stronger than motherfuckers on the corner. Sing to the soul, bring you the gold, bring you the truth. May the truth be told. Illuminati want my mind, body, and my soul. Living in war since I was playing flagpole. Dropping jewels like the Africans in Egypt. This whole region infested with demons and devastating secrets.
Keep singing the same old story. But I live for the pain and glory.
Each time, my God. God.
I learned to know before me. There's a reason for all things, surely.
And you can, my God. My God. You can.
Real talk, that's my man Corey Cook, that's a real track, for the real MC, for the real listeners, real talk, it is what it is, man, it's due time, in due time, all will be revealed, man, all will be revealed, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to say this, you know what I'm saying, definitely, you know what I'm saying, with all the stuff that's popping off, you know what I'm saying, I just had to vent for just a second, you know what I'm saying, because, yo, I'm vibing with the artists that's here on Where They Do That at Radio.
I'm doing everything, you know what I'm saying, to definitely make sure that we definitely stay productive, stay positive, do what they do. And see, whenever you're doing something of a positive nature, you got to watch how the enemy works, because, man, he'll take snares and he'll try to do what he do to try to bring you down to his level. But you got to remember that the only power he has is what you allow him to have. And you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of folks right now that are upset because I'm speaking the truth. I'm letting folks know what's up and what's happening. They don't like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of folks, and I'm going to keep it all the way 100, all the way 100 with you. There's a lot of folks that are too stuck in their bubble to really figure out really what it is they're supposed to be doing from an entire perspective. When I say entire perspective, I'm not just talking about from a music perspective, but just from a directional perspective. You know, a lot of folks don't want to hear anything positive. You know, they dwell in negativeness, so they want to stay negative. All I'm saying is real talk. That ain't how I roll, and that ain't what I'm about. That's not what Where They Do That Radio is about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is definitely for the real listeners, the real G's, the real females, the ones that are aware, the ones that want to stay aware, the ones that want to be definitely, you know, on top of their game so they know what they can actually do. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, man, real talk, you know, for all the haters, you know, like my grandfather told me a long time ago, don't worry about what they say about you. Worry about it when they stop talking about it. Because if they talk about you, that means you're doing something right. So as long as you know what you're doing at the end of the day is what it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, let them figure it out. Because they're the one that's got the problem, not you. And with that being said, I go to sleep every night with that closing thought that as long as I've done my best and I try to help as many people as I can, I'm gonna continue. If I get another, you know, opportunity at it the next day, I'm gonna keep doing that. And I know, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. So, you know, a lot of folks, they don't like to hear the truth. They're afraid of it. I don't understand where we got to a point where why is telling the truth so hard for people to deal with? You know, why do people want you to continue just to sugarcoat and not tell them, you know, what they need to know? You know what I'm saying? Why is that? Why is that? I don't know, man. You know, it's insanity to me, you know what I'm saying? You can't keep doing the same thing expecting different results. So I'm just saying, you know, maybe, just maybe, you know, it is what it is. But at any rate, at any time, what I am going to say is this. Real talk is all about the urban experience. And like I said before, I got a lot of folks that's definitely really want to be in a position where they can definitely put this into a capacity where we can really take it to another level. Right now, what we're going to actually do is we're going to hold it down. We're going to definitely continue to bring this this urban awareness. And then on top of that, I do want to inform a lot of the listeners, starting in the next couple of weeks, I'll be doing an additional feed with Glance Radio. Actually, we'll be in conjunction with DJ Zooman. And we're going to bring some of the listeners there from North and South Africa on the line, you know, really, really bringing a certain level of awareness to what's being done. I want everyone to be in a position where they can truly understand and know what their role is and everything. It's a lot of movements that are taking place. Of course, it's a lot of entertainment that's being done, but at the same token, the entertainment is just a very small part of it. Some real serious issues that definitely need to be discussed, addressed. People need to be informed, and they need to definitely get in the position where they can definitely implement. And I'm very serious about that. You know, I've been in a lot of detailed meetings today. A lot of strong content was discussed. I apologize for all the artists out there. Normally, we have a schedule conference call that we do every Saturday. We're actually going to reschedule that for tomorrow just because I got to get all this stuff in its proper perspective so we can definitely make it happen. But real talk, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I don't know, man. Some people just, it's not bothering me. It's just, and from time to time, I have to slowly be reminded of just really what it is that we do. You know, real talk, it is what it is. I'm going to go to the request line. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening, seeing where you're doing it at, because this is the urban experience like never before, where we're definitely taking a ride on the right side. It's 2-9. It's definitely live on Where They Do That at Radio. Who are you checking in?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. I'm sorry, I'm driving, but when you text me, I'm like, okay, but as long as you can hear me, I'm good. I can talk. This is Mrs. Kim with Liberated Solutions.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I was just wanting to reiterate what you were talking about, you know, people not really wanting truth, okay? You have to understand the word truth. Truth means change, okay? We are accustomed to not changing as a whole, as human mankind. We don't adjust to change very well. You know, we want things to remain the same because when we change, we have to shift. Then reality hits us that we have to, you know, work and not just be busy, but we have to work. We have to work at seeking more things. And I think one thing that should be elaborated on is purpose. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you living to your highest potential? One thing about Liberated mm-hmm. Solutions, Jay, that this is the programs that we do. I mean, I was asking for your email to send you, you know, the latest workshops that we are offering here in Atlanta, you know, which is, you know, what is my purpose? You know, some people don't even know why they wake up in the morning. they wake up, you know, if they have a job, they'll go at 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? If they got a hustle, if they got a business, they'll do that. But then at the end of the day, they still really don't know what they did. And did it do anything, you know, that was solidified? Did it make a difference in somebody else's life? Now, I'm not saying everybody is doing it. Okay? I'm saying that everybody doesn't know why they're here on earth. But at the same token, when you can discover the hidden truth within yourself, I mean, really discover it, it gives you a whole nother aspect on living, you know, and that's what urban awareness is. You got to know who you are, and you got to know your potential. You know, you're not just walking on earth. You know, we are spiritual beings on an earthly plane. This is what we were designed. We are made in God's image. So if we are designed in the Creator's image, look around you. He created everything. Everything that man has, God gave it to him. It was a thought pattern. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was used by man's hands, man's mind, to put together the computers, the buildings, the cars. Everything you see is in God's image. And it doesn't, you know, some people, you know, just get caught up in what human mankind is. No, it's not just that. So we all have purpose. Everything has purpose. Trees have purpose. You know what I'm saying? They cleanse the air of toxins. Everything has purpose. So if you're walking around and you're living day to day and not knowing your highest potential, that you are not just normal, you're not just mediocre, You are far beyond your own human thinking. But if you just want to be ordinary and you don't want to seek those higher things within yourself, then guess what? You're going to find yourself just going through life not really knowing who you are and what you could have become. And not even, like you say, you know, leaving a track record for someone else to follow. That's the reason why we were designed. To help other people and most of all help ourselves. Use our creativeness. You know, we have so many gifts and talents. I mean, especially in the school system, even in the prison system. If you've ever, you know, one thing about me, I thank God for a life of diversity, okay? And, I mean, I worked as a CEO in a prison system back in 2002. It was so much talent in the prison system. I'm talking about inmates, people. You know, that went through and made bad decisions because they didn't know who they were. They had no idea why they were designed, you know, even why they were conceived in their mother's womb. So going back to that, you know, it's a very important thing to discover your true purpose. And it gives you a whole new enlightenment of why you are the way you are, why you think the way you think, why you even go through changes the way you go through changes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
that's right.
Yeah.
And that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. We definitely have to be reminded. We have to understand and know that everything, you know, that God designed is definitely with a plan and a purpose, you know. And that's why, you know, I seek a lot of enlightenment, you know, whether these guys, you know, acknowledge this or not or understand it. From this perspective, I see a lot of the innovative minds that come here to where they do that radio with an opportunity to definitely touch so many people. And,
yes.
You know. Beyond just the normal circumstances of where they are. And with the level of assistance that we implement, you know, we leave it ultimately at every person's discretion to basically take that opportunity and go with it to the further extent of what they can go with it, you know, in that capacity. We're a support system. And with that being said, you know, there's so many things in the world that don't support anything that's not concerning them. In other words, everything becomes self-absorbed. You know, if you're doing something for your job, it's to make that company millions of dollars. It has nothing to do with you. You know, you want it to put that test to the theory, start asking them for time off for you to start doing stuff that's concerning you. And you'll definitely find out just really where you stand. And that's the thing. Everything is all, you know, purposely put in certain things where it looks like it's for one thing, then it ends up becoming something else. And it's just some people, you know, it's hard when you get conformed to that level of mindset to break away from it because you've been told for so long what you can't do. You've been told so long what you can't achieve. You've been told so long that there's just this, that, and the other that you can't do, and make it such a Mission Impossible type thing that you don't even try. So you haven't even put your own efforts, your own talents to the test yet. You made a decision not to even try. So therefore, everything that comes to you in that capacity where it's going to pull you out of your comfort zone to do something of a positive level, to do something that you truly believe in, you know, a lot of folks, you know, we rather believe and speculate and do this, that, and the other on everything else. But when it comes to stuff from an internal and righteous standpoint, you know, a lot of us have a problem with taking a stand and standing for something. And that's where it you know, my frustration comes in that level. It comes in that level because, you know, everybody has a gift. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a plan. And if more people just look beyond the normal circumstance of what a person may be in at that moment, to look past that and do their best to try to help them, inform them, give them things that they're going to do. Now, again, you know, people will use you. You know, everybody that's on this line have all been used. And so we have to understand at the end of the day, you know, your best effort may only be just meant to be an example for the next equation. But that doesn't mean just because someone else took your kindness for weakness, that doesn't mean that because, you know, you tried as best you could to try to get this person to see the true purpose of what their life is about. If they fail to see it, then that's ultimately left up to them. It's ultimately left up to them. You can plant the seeds. You can do all the nurturing you want, but your external is based upon the fruits that you bear, and you know what I'm saying. So you know, and it's not, you know, I get this all the time. Just from an artist perspective, I'm gonna say it like this. I have a lot of young men and women that I definitely reach out with all the stuff that we do, but that ultimately it all goes back to what you're gonna do with the opportunity that you're given. And you have to take it. You have to seize it. You have to work it. You have to do what you're designed to do to get to the level that you need to get to. We're going to give you all the assistance that we can, but ultimately, until you start to believe in yourself, until you start to believe that, you know what, I'm more than what this person down the street might think of me or what they might say or this, that, and the other. I'm more than. When you realize that, then nothing else matters because you're the one that determines how far along you're going to go in this path that you've been placed on. And that is so key. That is so key. I got another call. I'm going to see if I can definitely bring them on so they can definitely elaborate on exactly just what we're talking about because this is a real good subject. You know, I was doing a little venting earlier, so I just had to just let it out, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It is what it is. But definitely see if I can get my other call on the line and definitely see what's up, see what's happening. Your caller, last 4 digits of your number is 7665. You're definitely live on Where They Do That At Radio. Who we got checking in?
Hey, this is Michelle with Liberated Solutions. Just wanted to call and input on that great subject you guys are talking about, purpose seeking. It's so big in our lives that, you know, a lot of times you got to understand, you can't determine, your situation shouldn't determine what path that God has for you and has laid out for you. And it's good to speak things into existence and kind of claim what you know that is yours. Because people, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm even can be responsible for this. And sometimes I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe I'm not going to try this or, you know, maybe go to extra level to do this, to achieve this or whatnot. But I tell you one thing, when, once you speak that thing in existence, things got a way of happening. So that purpose, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead,
that purpose, the purpose is something that God has laid in each of one of our hearts and our souls, and we just have to walk into it and know that this is what we have. I mean, God just blesses us with all these gifts, and we just got to use these gifts in His authority.
That's right. That's right. That's why we have to use the gifts that God has given us. And we have to, and we always have to understand that every step of this journey is meant to draw you closer to Him. That my heart is my biggest thing. I was the biggest, you know, and I still work with this. You know, I struggle. I have struggles like everyone else. I struggle just, you know, it doesn't seem like this way because I'm in media. I'm a very standoffish person. I am very to myself. It's just certain things that gets me engaged where, you know, without a conscious thought, you know, I become involved, I become engaged, I become, you know, really wanting to do more than just observing, you know, a lot of the nonsense that I see, or if I see a person that's been pushed or pushed, you know, pushed aside or looked over or looked beyond, and then when you really talk to this person, you really kind of get into their situation and really kind of find out really what it is they want to do, and the biggest hindrance, yes, there's other obstacles, you know, I understand, you know, and I can definitely relate from a person that done come from the prison system. I can definitely relate from a person that came from a broken home. I can relate to all of that because I not only have experience with it from an external position, but I also have, you know, a personal experience with it as well. So I can definitely look and identify with a lot of that. But at the end of the day, what breaks my heart the most is that most people, the barriers that they place was not ones that other people place there. It's their own barriers because of what something else or someone else has put on them. You know, you'll be surprised if you're around a lot of negativity all the time, and then you start to be drawn out of that negativity to a positive, you would think that the people that are closest to you would be all for you. But sometimes, in certain cases, these are the very ones that are challenging why you really want to change, why you want things to become better. And to me, that's insanity.
Yes, and just to add on to that, you also got to be careful who you hang around with. You want to hang around with people that are positive and people that are, you know, go-getters and know what their purpose is. You know, even if they don't, they have that motivation. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that can be lacking. When you're in a situation where it's a whole bunch of negativity, it drags you down into a negative atmosphere.
That's right. That's right. It drains you. You know, a lot of people that I run into, and everybody has a gift. I haven't run into anyone yet that just doesn't have anything to give to contribute. Everybody has a gift. It's just recognizing that gift. It's just recognizing really what it is that you're going to do. You know, I have a lot of people tell me, well, man, you know, you can do a whole lot more than what you're doing with this, that, and the other. I was like, well, that's not what the purpose of this is. It's like, I've gotten so past the point of trying to please the ones that don't matter. I'm more focused on the ones that matter the most in terms of, you know, what this whole movement is about. It's like, you know, it's like this here. It's like, you know, matter of fact, with the article and the topic we was talking about last night, you know, I actually put a challenge out to a lot of my fellow broadcasters tomorrow to definitely contribute into this urban awareness and really do their part to inform their listeners of where they stand. Because if you do what you're paid, let's say it this way, and I understand this perfectly because I've been there, I've been in corporate, I understand how it goes. You got to do what you got to do. Now, look, don't take what I'm going to say and just up and quit your job tomorrow, boo-boo, right? That ain't what I'm saying. What I am saying is that do what you got to do, but at the same token, be aware. You know, I just had this conversation with a near dear friend of mine, and I was telling her this last night. I was like, she actually needs to get some time off to take care of some personal things, you know, at work. And her job has given her all of these woes about, well, why do you need to get off early and this, that, and the other. And it's like, that's a reminder of exactly where you stand with your employer. They hired you to do a job. Everything external of that job, they do not care about. You know?
Yes.
You know? And so you got to be in a position where when you show up there, you know this going in. So you're going to do your part to make sure you can, you know, get what you need to take care of your bills and do what you need to do. But at the same token, you're going to also, in your own realm, decide on what I need to do for me because I know what I'm for. There's a lot of people that are kind of tiptoeing through the tulips, so to speak, thinking that someone is going to be responsible for them. And that is not, that's usually not the case. You know, I've had, and I'm going to go one more. I'm going to go even deeper with it. I've had to go tooth and nail through legal litigation to help family members out, you know, because they dedicated themselves to jobs that they worked 10, 15 years. And when it was time for them to retire or they was forced into retirement, you know, now you get all this other stuff. You know, this is why, you know, you're not going to get all your retirement money or you're not going to get this. Or, you know, when you sign this piece of paper, see, nobody took out the time to explain this to a point where it was blunt, honest, and truthful. It was all, you know, a certain level of this. And the heart, and the thing about it is they will look you dead in the face, straight in your eye, and without blinking. And they'll just basically lay out pretty much where they stand with the whole situation. And that bothers me. You know, it bothers me to a point I can get really, 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 really deep with it. I just reserve that to allow, you know, my efforts and what I'm doing, the assistance that we're providing for those that definitely, you know, want to take this to the next level. And continue to, you know, for every person, you know, I'm a person that doesn't take no for an answer. You know, a lot of folks that work with me know that. You know, I've learned a long time ago, it's not no such thing either if they can't do it. It's rather not, is it worth their time or
doing
it? You know, it's the genuine concern for the next person. And that's the thing. You know, a whole thing this week is where's the love? You know, a lot of us have been taught to turn a blind eye to everything else until it becomes, you know, personal. And the sad part of it is, see, the very same blind eyes that you've been turning to all the stuff that's happening around you, now when it's happening directly to you, you wonder why nobody won't step in and help and lend a hand in hand. Well, look at the environment that you're in. If you, you know, so it's breaking of this chain. It's a breaking of this mindset. And, man, this is exactly what it's about.
It's that generational curse.
That's right. We have to break these chains. We definitely have to do that. I got another caller that definitely just chimed back in, so I'm going to try to bring them on right quick to definitely see what's up, see what's happening, because this is what it's about. This is exactly what it's about. Your caller, last four digits of your number, see if I can bring them on. I got a lot of callers that's definitely in here. Caller, the last four digits of your number is 6831. You're definitely in the building on where they do to that radio, man. Who we got checking in?
Yo, J Dog, this is Speak the Truth again, man. I'm just trying to clear up the track. The track name is called I'm On It by me, which my name is Speak the Truth.
Gotcha. Well, that man, H.E. was definitely, he's feeling that joint, man. He wants to know what's happening with it, man. I'm telling you, he's going to put it on blast out there in Philly, man. He's going to definitely put it on blast for you. But definitely, since I got you on, man, you know what I'm saying? In the capacity of this, you, I think you can definitely relate to this subject that we're talking about, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? You probably noticed, you know, a lot of your homies out there in the hood, so when you're trying to do something positive, you're stepping out of the box, what you make you do, you know, a lot of things, man. Don't want to see the truth, man. You don't want to do what you can, and it's kind of heartbreaking sometimes when, you know, you're trying to do your best to draw some.
Yeah, man. I definitely try to keep the positivity in my music. I'm actually on the training station right now. You know, it's kind of hard to hear you, but I heard you say something about positivity. You know, that's me, man. You know, my name says it all. You know, speak the truth. You know, my team, that's all we try to do is stay positive. You know, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of obstacles in life. And, you know, if you quit, I think human beings, in general, we quit to play that blame game. But, you know, we got to look at ourselves, number one. Wake up in the mornings, look yourself in the mirror. And if you're going to go outside and you're going to judge somebody, you know what I mean, just know that you could be judging yourself. That's God saying, yo, he's going to give you a task today. He's going to send you outside, and he's going to be like, he's going to give you a couple of people to judge. And it's how you carry yourself. And you judge people, you get into this mentality of things is not being done. See, what I do as an artist, I actually just take it on myself. I would judge, but I would judge myself also, you know?
There you go. Okay. And that definitely makes sense. It's really about definitely, you know, being able to look yourself in the mirror every day and knowing that, you know what, I did my best with what I had, and if I get another opportunity the next day, I'm going to go even harder because I've been given this opportunity for a reason. I have a purpose, you know, and when everybody realizes their purpose, or at least attempt to be motivated to seek what their purpose are, you know, is in this whole scheme of things, I think this will be the beginning of actually reversing this submissive, passive mindset. That's what I'm going to call it, submissive, passive mindset. It's a lot of people are submissive to the things we definitely don't need to be submissive to. You know, I think, you know, the one thing you need to be submissive to is definitely from a perspective of, you know, in terms of, you know, music and you know, we definitely need to understand and know that the only thing we need to be submissive of is to the one above. That's what we submit to, that power. Everything else, we have been placed above that. So we have to understand our role in that. You know, keep in mind, everybody, I want you, next time someone comes to you negative and they say something to you negative, you're being as positive as you can and they're being as negative as they can. I want you to
recycle.
Exactly.
Recycle that energy and turn it into positive energy.
That's right.
That's good.
Turn it into positive energy. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you never know, man. Sometimes somebody will come to you being negative just to try to test the waters. And, you know, most of the times good situation, great situations, comes out of negative situation. You know, it's just being humble, you know, and you know, taking your time with everything.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You have to listen, you have to discern, and you have to be willing to go past beyond what you're seeing and what you're hearing to extend that person that opportunity. And really, at the end of the day, most have not been given that opportunity. This is what I'm going to do, man. Great conversation. What I'm going to do right now, man, I got to run this short commercial. And then after this commercial, I'm going to definitely get back with everyone in terms of just everything that's being done. Remember, this is where they do that radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Real talk. Just hold on for a second.
I'm trying to see the world.
See the world. World.
A baby, that's your one way that's gonna keep you in Hannah Bluff longer than you need to be here, girl.
What are we
keeping
them? What are we saying? Who are you?
Nigga, fuck your dreams.
It's revealing the glass ceiling, man.
No matter what we do, and no matter how hard we work, Daddy, then we as a people, we can only go but so far.
In the city he loves the most.
I love the A with all my heart.
High school senior Jamal defies all odds.
We got to stand up together to make this life better.
The majority of racism as blacks are within our own hearts.
Wanting more in life than the streets of the bluff.
Like, sometimes I just, you know, think, go buy a plane, you know what I'm saying, fly that shit all over. Then when I'm done, man, I just bring the thing right back to the A, you feel?
No, I don't feel you, nigga. What are you talking about? I will not be a passenger or part of your plane flight.
Hey, promise me that you have.
Jamal faces life.
What it is, ATL. You're live on Dirty Radio. Time to wake up, ATL.
No, you better leave that bitch alone. Oh, I can't wait to get back to school to drag that trifling ass hoe. Oh, bless it.
Man, this kid's incredible. We need him. Yeah, we'll call him this year.
Being a football player, I mean, that ain't my only dream.
Hey, you called him last night.
I know, but I don't want to make a decision right now. I ain't ready.
Zerod is having a problem with his reading, so we're going to have to put him in remedial reading.
Jamal, if everyone likes you so much, why aren't you the governor?
Nah, little bruh. That ain't for me. That you can be governor.
For real?
Love.
What happened with you and Jamal?
last night?
We had a nice time.
A nice time.
Boy, ain't nobody going to know China. Can't nobody speak Chinese.
Stuck in the A for 18 years. Not even being able to afford to leave Atlanta and just go to Florida. Are you trying to see the world with me, baby?
And the struggle of being a product of the ghetto.
Don't you know when you come from the hood, you stay in the hood, and you die in the hood.
Now, I know I can't relate to what life is for you, but I know what it could be.
I promise you, this is not fair, but it seems like every time we get there, but we be right there in the summer. We be right there, I'm gonna tell you, man. This is always something, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
What the fuck I done told you about putting my goddamn hands on my mama's drunk ass?
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
I don't think I need to do with you.
Hey, hold on, cut. Cut your brother, put your hands on my girl. Hold woman, man.
Hold on, I got you.
Control your woman, bro.
Wait a minute.
Hey, everybody like Jamal. Jamal this. Jamal that. Well, nigga, I say fuck Jamal, nigga. Oh, nigga, fuck you.
Lorenzo Maddox. Dennis Goodman. Brittany Diamond Carpentero. Bone Crusher, Rashida, Clayton English, Young Jit, Andrea Pitts, Sierra Gamble, Brandon Wallace, Chris Manuel, John Quill Scott, Marquita Goings, Ron English, Chris Holyfield, Tutu Cute, from writer and director Henderson Maddox, 5 Days in the A. Life, love, and the struggle. Join us for a movie premiere like no other, right here in the ATL, at Movies ATL off Camp Creek, July 20th.
This is the movement. This is what it's about. On Where They Do That Radio, it's all about the urban experience. And regardless, like I said before, man, it's all meant to be used as a positive. Everything is made to be used as a positive. Every opposition that you face, everything that you may go through in life is meant to be used in a level of positiveness. You know, you always find yourself saying sometimes when things come around you, trials and tribulations, you say to yourself, man, things cannot get any worse. But you got to be careful what you say because, you know, the man upstairs sometimes have a way of having you redefine that moment. But you got to always realize he only puts you in such situations so he can draw you closer to him. Speaking on personal experience, y'all, I'm letting you know that, you know, it's always darkest before dawn. But at the same token, you know, there are folks, there are people that are out to help and assist and to listen and to be that bridge. You know, just like Ms. Green was saying, sometimes we may have to change our surroundings. We have to change our mindset. We have to change the way we think about things, the things that we do. We have to be willing to change in order for it to really take hold. You know, we don't live in a society or in a surrounding where things are just going to be given to us. Anything worth having, we got to fight for it. Remember that. If it's worth having, you have to fight for it. And that can be applied to a lot of aspects of life. A lot of aspects of life. I've just been blessed to be surrounded by as many positive people that God will, you know, has allowed. And, with all this opportunity that's coming, I see for every person that may come against what we do, he brings 10 more who is willing to definitely assist and definitely push forward. So that's showing me that a lot of these battles are not even meant to me to even fight. It's meant for me to simply be observant and know who's in control. That's what it's about. It's freeing the mind, knowing who's in control. And in making the decision to be led to where you need to be. You know, anything that's of a positive light, I want you to think about this. You know, we do, for every right thing that we do have a tendency to do just as many wrong things. But one thing about things that you do that are of a righteous nature, you do it without thinking because the God that's in you dwells in righteousness. Anything we do against that grain, we have to force ourselves to do it. Anything you might have done that might have was against the grain or not quite right or whatever, you ought to talk yourself into it. I want you to kind of just, I'm doing some self-analysis, but I'm trying to really take you somewhere. I want you to think about that. There's nothing wrong with being truthful, being righteous, and standing for something. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I face the opposition every day because I dwell in an industry where sometimes the truth is a little too painful. I don't think it's too painful for the ones that need to hear it, the ones that need to know in order for them to grow. I'm going to bring my Ms. Green as well as Ms. Mitchell back on the line and definitely have them definitely give us some closing remarks on that. Hello, Ms. Green. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. I'm just...
I know. It's powerful tonight, bro. I really feel that you have, your listeners are really tuning in, and, you know, the wheels are turning. They're turning really hard because, you know, as you said, you know, a lot of people really don't know their own self-identity. They know what their parents were, you know, their grandparents or whatever, or even some of their peers or friends. But when it really comes down to knowing who they are, they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. They're so caught up into living their life for someone else or what somebody else thinks or what somebody expects of them. And they found themselves just living a bliss, what I call living a myth, which means you're living every day to satisfy somebody else's need, but not yourself and not God. So in order to do that, as I tell, you know, my mentees when I'm out here teaching, first you got to come into an understanding, accept everything that's wrong. And it's okay, you know. It's all right to say, no, we are not perfect. But if you got any issues within yourself, you got to first accept those issues. Don't pretend like they're not there. You know, if you lie, if you walk in falsehood, if you, you know, even if you manipulate others, if you deceive somebody, whatever the case may be, because we all are dealing with ourselves daily, okay? Casting down the flesh, which is casting down the carnality of the mind, is not an easy process. That means you got all types of thoughts. You got over, to be real with you, it's over 7,000 thoughts that issue through our minds daily.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I say, well, how would she know that? It's clinically proven. I'm a counselor.
Okay.
I've done studies on this. So all
there
those thoughts that flow through our mind, you know what I'm saying? This is God's voice. It's also our subconscious state. It's our conscious minds. It's the thoughts that other people put into us in our atmosphere. Your mind is just like a human, you know, sponge. It absorbs everything. It absorbs everything. You could go get two PhD doctrine of these and not even absorb half of your brain capacity. Even half. So if you're not, what I'm saying is, people, if you're not using your mind, those three parts of your entity, your superego, your ego, and your id, if they're not being used on one accord, not on different pathways, okay? You know, you could be feeling one way and then feeling something else. If you wake up moody, if you wake up angry, if you find yourself in an area where you can't make decisions, that you're doing things on spontaneity, which means you're doing things on spontaneous moves, and you find yourself always in trouble, always around the wrong people, always doing something wrong, always got drama in your life. Those mindsets are not on one accord. That's
right.
The problem. They have to be on one accord so you can think properly. You know, the human brain is not even developed in the logical frontal lobe, logical and reasoning, up until the age of 24.
Wow.
Google it if you don't believe it.
Okay.
So in other words, when we are younger, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall in areas that, you know, we don't want to be in, you know, like falling in the wrong crowd, maybe indulging in drugs. I mean, all of these things are to make you up to be what you are. But at the same token, don't allow yourself to be consumed with your external factors. Know the strengths that's inside of you. You know what I'm saying? We are strongest in our weakest hour.
Okay, there you go. That's right.
Okay, when you're going through a hardship, and let's say you lost your mother, let's say, you know, your father, you know, you don't have a father's presence and never did have a father. Don't take that as a weakness or a loss. Take it as something to build upon. You know, that means there's somebody else that's going through what you're going through. If you're going through a bad relationship, you know, that, you know, this means if you keep going into relationships with people, when I say relationships, I'm talking about friends, platonic, intimate, whatever, and you find yourself not, you know, getting to something solidified, which means a good relationship that's healthy, and you find it always ends up bad, okay, check yourself. It's not the other person all the time.
Okay.
It's not the other person all the time, you know? I mean, you find people that get in relationships, get out. Get in relationships, they only last 6 months to a year. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you find yourself going through all of these people, but guess what, people? The more people you go through is the more what we call soul ties that you're picking up. That means you're picking up their isms and schisms within themselves, which is causing a negative residue on yourself, on your spirit, on your heart, on your mind. You know, be loving with yourself. Don't just give yourself out there freely to whatever. Don't get caught up in what your body is telling you. If it's lusting, it could be lusting after money, lusting after drugs, lusting after sex. No. Wait a minute. Your mind is the most powerful thing there is. It controls your body.
That's right.
It controls your body. All of your bodily functions come into your mind. It controls your decisions. You make choices all day. You make a choice to get up in the morning. You make a choice to brush your teeth. I mean, you cannot live without making choices and decisions.
That's right.
It's impossible.
It's impossible, and that is the key. Understanding that, you know, as life gives you what you put into it, the decisions and the choices that you make are meant to only prepare you for the next stage of it. And you have to really, you know, just like what Ms. Green is saying, you have to really, really, really absorb, take inventory, and understand. Because change, we don't like to change, but change is constant. Things around us constantly change while we go from one season to the next, because it's change.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, time doesn't stand still. It constantly goes. There's constant change. So if the thing that you're exposed to from a natural is telling you that everything is subject to change, therefore, in order for you to progress down this journey, your mind has to change. Your perception on things has to change. And you'll find yourself, the word change and the word truth, I use more. The older I get, the more I use them, the more I implement them. When I was younger, I heard them, but I used them less. I didn't want to change, and, you know, sometimes, you know, if the truth meant hurting something or someone or whatever the case may be, I shied away from it. Now, the older I get, change constantly comes, and I constantly find myself at the end of the day having to be responsible for standing on the truth. And so, therefore, it's something that you will definitely, they will be used intertwinedly. You will use them together. You will conform to it. It's just, you get the external, it'll tell you. You know, that's why a lot of folks are seeking a certain level of self-awareness. They're seeking something of approval. They're seeking something that's going to say, okay, you know, job well done. They're seeking something that really they already possess. It's like, you know, so I even learned this, you know, and I'm definitely bringing Ms. Mitchell in to definitely close us out. I even learned also that sometimes when you really look at it, sometimes you got to get downright and encourage yourself.
That's right.
You got to, because you know what? It's sometimes you have to just get down to the nitty gritty of what it is. When everything you feel is just going against you, you got to just reach down and encourage yourself, because guess what? When you start to deal on that level, you'll be shown that, you know what? I've been in situations before, and I was delivered. It might have looked bad at one point, but you know what? In that here I am now. So you have to encourage yourself. All you got to do is look, act, and be observant. And,
exactly.
You know, and that is the key, you know, and that's why, you know, I really try my hardest to really seek the righteousness in every person that I deal with and everything that we do, and especially with these artists on what they do at radio, because I hear the voice of struggle. I hear the adversity. I understand it. And it's about giving that power back to you in order for you to be able to change your community, to change the people that are around you. You got to understand the reason why the haters come at you so hard is because when they see something in you, their spirit gets shook.
Exactly.
They see,
that's
what it is. Mm-hmm. And you have to empower yourself. You got to understand, you know, this is how it works. This is how it works. I'm gonna see if I can get Miss Mitchell on the line to definitely see if we can get her to close us out tonight. Again, this is Where They Do That Radio, where we definitely featuring these local artists that are doing all that and then some, the new innovative minds that are definitely here to change this whole game. Miss Mitchell, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. What I wanted to add on to that is a wise person always said to me, you know, they say the saying, think outside of the box. Why not take the box out of the situation and surpass beyond that box until your full potential? That's the whole thing. You got to see way more than just what is in your peripheral vision. You got to see way beyond that. And to actually know that God placed you on this earth for a special reason, and that you are a king and you are a queen. You just have to remember that, you know, because at times life can get hard and you can struggle. You can go through situations and people say that you can't do this. I actually have experience in a mental health hospital, and the people that come in there, they don't know their purpose. A lot of people could try to commit suicide, attempt suicide, have suicidal thoughts. That comes from not wanting to live. When you don't want to live, you have to have, they don't have that purpose.
That's right.
There's so many people, young people coming in and don't have a purpose in life, and they want to take their lives.
That's right. Cause
it's time to think way beyond that box and think so much more of yourself, and just think that you could do anything, because you can.
Because you can. And there you go, because you can. The thought is nothing wrong with thinking that you can achieve anything you set your mind to, because the fact of the matter is you can. You're the biggest barrier between that. You're the biggest barrier between that level of going from one level of adversity to rising above it and looking back and saying, wow, look at how God has delivered. Look at how he came through that. I didn't know how, but again, this we have to, you're right, take the box out of the equation, because there is no box.
Exactly.
It's only what you can see.
And if I can elaborate once more, Jay, not cutting you off, it's just that I'm just feeling this right now, and I just think I definitely need to say this before you get off the air, because there's certain individuals that are listening right now, and they are contemplating on just not, you know, they're stuck. They're stuck in a 360, and that's just what it is. But I'm going to say to them, don't be a garbage collector on no day of the week. And when I tell you that, it means do not collect anything in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart, is going to take your peace. Fear is
okay.
Pardon me?
Okay. Man,
okay.
I love that.
That's my motto. I don't collect anything. That's why I tell people I'm not a garbage collector. No day of the week, no moment of the day. And it's not that I don't want to hear negativity. It's that when it disturbs my peace, that causes a ricochet. It's like a pebble in the water syndrome. You can take one small pebble and put it in a peaceful pond, and it's going to send ripples all around it. And that's just the way it is, because it's going to affect me, then it's going to affect who I'm around if I allow it to. So, and false, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real. Do not walk in fear.
Do not walk in fear. Do not live in fear. You know, because don't allow your external factors to cause an internal conflict with you. You're stronger than that. You're more than a conqueror. You're above and not beneath. You're a head and not a tail. How many times does God have to tell you that you're great? That you're greater than your own human capacity in your mind, you know? So I just wanted to lay that on your vision, you know, your I mean, I'm just so emotional with that right now. So I know that these young people are people that are listening, that are contemplating on just staying where they are and not really had the proper guidance that they needed. And there's so many great people in this world. Just like Michelle says, you know, put away the box. The box is limitation. It comes with four sides. Okay? It comes with four sides. There is no limitation to your imagination. There is
No limitations
on your imaginations. If you put limitations on yourself, you can't blame nobody but you. Nobody, not mother, daddy, sister, brother, no friends. You can blame only yourself if you don't make it. So take the guards off. Take the guards off, put the guns away, and let's live a productive life.
That's right, because that's what it's designed for. You're going to realize, well, on the way they do that radio, with the entire movement of urban awareness, that the message that a lot of folks, you know, they need to hear, we're going to continue to bring it on so many different levels, you know, from an artist perspective, from a music perspective, from a movement perspective. This is what we're here to do. We're here to encourage, we're here to give you a voice, we're here to give you all the things that the world will try to extort away from you. Because at the end of the day, just like Ms. Green said, and just like Ms. Mitchell was saying, there is no limitation on your imagination. It's only what you create. And if you stay grounded and grounded at the level where if you think it, you can achieve it, if you put God ahead of it, if he is for you, then who can be against you?
Exactly.
That is the
power. You got the power. You got it.
That is the realness of it. Ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, I tell you, it has been a blast sharing this with you. We're going to be back tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait till tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of exclusive stuff we're going to be definitely bringing to you. Yo, fans, continue to definitely support what they do to that radio, the movement. Shouts out to my man DJ Zoo Man with Glance Radio. All of our listeners on Last FM, AOL Radio, Yahoo, CBS. If I left anyone out, I'm just you know, trying to get everything in. This is where they do to that radio. We're definitely featuring these local artists and fans who are definitely here to definitely change the game completely. It starts with the mindset, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we just ask you to continue, you know, to do what you do. Have fun, but yet be safe. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time for the grind. This is where they do to that radio. Like I said, we want everybody to stay safe, continue to do what you do, and we will end with thank you, good night, and God bless.